Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha, we are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are in the 33rd parak, where Yirmiyahu promises the Geula, and he promises the preservation of the Kahuna and the Malchus. And so it begins, Vayidvar Hashem al Yirmiyahu Shenis. Yirmiyahu was spoken to a second time concerning the future Geula, the Abar Menel says. And if we read that, and he was still Hu Odenu Atzur b'Chatzar Matara. He was still there inside the Chatzar Matara, in the prison over there. And he says, Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says to him, Osa Hashem Yotzero Talachina Hashem Shemo. Hashem said he formed it to prepare it. Right? What does that mean? Who makes this? The Navi starts speaking in a hidden term, says the Radak. Right? He's going to grandize Yerushalayim all over the land, since Yerushalayim was mentioned in the last parak, that seems to be what he's talking about. And so Hashem says, I want you to call me, and I'm going to answer you. If you call me, I'll answer you as you want, the opposite of what I told you. That, in other words, don't think that I'm totally closed off forever. Hashem says concerning the houses of the city and the palaces of the Malchi Yehuda that are demolished, right, to make mounds out of them. Rashi says mounds piled high, which the city dwelt to go up to the mounds to wage war from them with the people of Chaldean, and to strengthen the wall against those who try to kill with the sword. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Habayim lilachim es ha-kastim ulamalim es pigrei ha-adam asher ikesi be'api b'chamasi asher istarti panayim me'ayir azos al-kol ra'asam. He says, they come to war, these people. Why were the houses demolished? Because the people of Yerushalayim came to war with the people of Chaldean, and they didn't open the gates. That's why the Chaldean got strength. They broke down the houses with the catapults and the axes until they were able to capture the city, right? So they came to fill them with corpses of men. In other words, Rashi says the houses that they demolished in order to make it into graves to the people that got dead, that were killed in the city. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and all of these things, and I hid my face, and in imala lo aruko marpeu refasim egilisala matera shalom v'emes. He says, I'm going to bring healing, and I'll cure them. I'll reveal them to a truth. There's still going to be a future. The end won't be revealed until the day of Geula, says the Radak. And I'll reveal them, the Shari Tshuva, says Targum Yonasan, and I'll tell them they should go in the way of Emes and truth. And so, and peace. I'm going to go ahead and rebuild the city. I'm going to purify them through the different Averos, says the Malbim, of the fact that the Averos went ahead and destroyed their souls. I'm going to forgive them for all of that. Right? And it's going to become a great joyous thing to me, right? For all the good things. And they're going to be fearful, and they're going to be so excited about the Habira Shemayim, and they'll be excited over the good and all the peace that I'm going to go ahead and do for Yerushalayim. But he says, Ko Amar Hashem Od Yishama B'Makom Hazeh Asher Atem Omrim Charifu. You should just know, there will be words again heard in the place which you say it's already destroyed, Me'ein Adam Me'ein Behima, with no people around anymore. Be'arei Yudor B'chutzos Yerushalayim Hanishamos Me'ein Adam Me'ein Yoshev Me'ein Behima. You should just know that area you have recognized as destroyed. I will tell you there will still be kol sason de kol simcha kol chasam echol kala kol omrim hodu la Hashem hodu es Hashem tzvakos ki tov Hashem ki li olam chasdo mevim toda beis Hashem ki hashiv eshvus aretz kvar yishonam ha'ar Hashem. You should just know there's going to be a future, and there's going to be kol sason and kol simcha, and there's going to be all sorts of good things that are going to come out of it when I go ahead and return Am Yisrael in the way it was. Kol Amar Hashem tzvakos. He says there will be in this place which is left with nothing, there will be something here, all of these places where there will be flocks that will pass HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, which means that there's going to be vegetation and it's going to be worthwhile. Hine yamim barmnu ma'ashem ha'kimosiyas ha'davar ha'tov asher dibarti al beis Yisrael v'al beis Yehuda. There is going to be good stuff that's going to come out of the stuff that I said. Bayamim ha'im v'beis ha'yatzmiach le'david tzemach tzedakah. In those days, I'm going to give Melech HaMashiach, says Mitzvot David, who's going to descend from the Davidic line. So he's going to be like a plant, right? He's going to go ahead and he's going to make sure that there's justice and there's righteousness. In those days, Yehuda will be saved, Yerushalayim will be secure, and people are going to say that Hashem is righteous. Right? The people are going to all turn around and see it. And then we're going to say, Ko Amar Hashem, Ki Ko Amar Hashem, Lo Yikaris L'David Ish Yoshev Al Kisei Beis Yisrael, the Davidic line will never be lost. V'la Kohanim V'al Halabim Lo Yikaris Ish Melfanayim Ala Olam Makdim In Chava Usei Zevach Ho'ayamim. Just know, there won't be a person, there will always be Kohanim. There will never be a seed able to offer up a karban mincha. In other words, they won't be completely cut off. They'll always be able to go ahead and do the avodah. Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu le'emor. So in pasuk Yotes, he gets another nevuah and he says, "Ko amar Hashem im taferu esprisi ayom esprisi alayla." Well, right, if you break my day covenant, meaning Rashi says, if you can break my covenant that I formed with the day and with the night to be in their time, like I said with Noach, yom v'alayla lo yishbosu. If you try to go ahead and change that, you should also say, my covenant that I established with David will also not be broken. In other words, if you can make break my covenant with day and night, then you'll be able to break my covenant with David and with the Kohanim. And since you can't break the covenant of day and night, you also can't break the idea of having a Davidic future. In the same way that you can't count the host in Shemayim or the sand of the sea, so too you can't count David and the Levim. Vayid Vashem El Yirmiyahu Lemor. Alora Isa Ma Amaze Dibru Lasos Shtei Amishpachos Hashem Bachar Hashem Bohem Ma'im Asim. Right? You saw what happened to the two families, the Malchus and the Kahuna. Right? Says Rashi, and Hashem chose them, and then they made the people despised. Hashem says, if not for my covenant, if it's by then chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Right, if you can't have a bris that I created with the day and night, you also can't. I wouldn't have turned around and established other things. So the Gemara says that this is a bris of Torah and Milah, right, which tells us that we have to learn. So what do we learn from here? That Shamayim and Arts were only created for the purpose of Am Yisrael to study Torah. Gamzeri Yaakov and David Abdi Emas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I reject the seed of Yaakov and David, right? Mikachas Mizar Moshlim El Zera Abram. Not to take from his seed rulers over the seed of Abraham. What does that mean? In other words, what is he saying? Although both families, the Kahuna and the Malchus, the royal family is mentioned again, since it was the main ruling power. Everyone feared the government and therefore listened to it. So, based on this, when I bring them back to their land and I have mercy on them, then I'll restore the kingdom to the Davidic dynasty, since there's neither Melech nor Kohen running Am Yisrael during the exile. So the covenant has to be fulfilled when everyone comes back in, says the Abarbanel, and that is Hashem's promise that there will be such an opportunity. May we experience speedily in our day. Everyone have a fantastic day.